We love hip hop.
Yo, 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 yo. Yeah, 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 yeah.
What's your name again, too, bro?
Friday. Nice to meet you. Listen, we're going to do this, pause, raw. You know what I'm saying? We're not doing some real formulaic, where did you grow up and all that type of bullshit. Like, to be honest, and we're doing a roller start. We already got the recording going and stuff like that. What you could actually do, if you want to bring that mic, you could just pull the whole mic a little bit closer to you so that we can make sure we can hear you proper, like, you know what I'm saying? How many interviews have you done since, like, you started getting known? Like, ballpark figure.
I did some. You can turn this shit down a little bit.
What, the
volume?
Better?
Yeah. Nah, I did a lot. I did a lot of interviews and shit.
Ballpark figure, because I remember when you...
What that mean, ballpark figure? What that
like, mean? A roundabout figure, like a dozen, maybe 30. Like, bro, there was at one point in time, I would look on my YouTube and I would just see a lot of Don Q thumbnails, like crazy thumbnails, mad interviews.
Yeah.
At one point, you must have been like, God damn, how many times y'all niggas gonna ask me the same question again? Yeah. So I want to make sure that we do something a little different today. More of like a catch-up session of the different things that you've been going through in the industry and stuff.
Yeah.
But let's start with some music and get it popping. Something from the calm before the storm. What you want to hear?
Too much greed in the team.
Yeah. Send me an exclusive. I'll cut all this out. Let's go. What do you say? This is some exclusive right here?
Yeah. She do what she got. She got me. I ain't gonna lie, she got me. Who's that nigga? He not me. That thing so wet, I ain't gonna last. I got a double back cause I came so fast. Your wrist on frozen, your chain on glass. Bro, call speaking on your name so bad. Cause they know who really got the game on smash. I'll pop my pill, come take your half.
Take your half.
I feel like Usher, I got a confession. Can you come suck it? I got an erection. I need a rubber, I'm out of protection. I ain't getting attached. I bought her a ring, she thinking I'm popping a question. I'm too sleepy for that. I'm booking a room, I'm stocking right in the west. I'm trying to, yeah. Trying to fuck, and she's trying to fuck. Show to your friend, can come if she wants. Just in a rack and throwing a rug. Don't know how many can fit in the trunk. She sit on my lap when I'm picking her up. Just keep it real, you with it or what?
What's that? You gave me a little bit of exclusives right there.
Yeah, you know how we coming, man.
Oh,
yeah, what's up, man?
Let's get it popping right here. Yeah, man, we back at it again. Another interview for your head top. It's your boy Friday, Ricky Dread.
Yes,
before we get into it, I want to give a quick couple of salutes to the sponsors right here. Big salute to Diamond Club. If you need that loud, hit them up. They'll give you delivery across Canada and across the GTA. Hit them up on their Instagram page, DiamondClub_Canada, and use the code We Love Hip Hop if you need yourself a little discount. You heard me? Also, if you need that blem, steaming hot grabber, all different types of grabber flavors, dispensers, any ways that you need the grabber, hit them up on their Instagram page, steaming hot grabber, and use the code We Love Hip Hop and get yourself a little discount, man. But listen, man, I love to get these interviews popping, especially when people are coming into the city and, you know, getting onto Canadian soil and checking out the Toronto scene. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's always an honor for, you know, for people to tap in with the We Love Hip Hop Network.
That's a fact. You gotta tap in.
Yeah. So I've been seeing this gentleman, like I said in the beginning, doing this thing, I would say 2016, 17. Yeah. Moving around.
You'd say 17.
Yeah. Moving around on all over the internet, all over the world, pretty much. Bare features with some of the biggest rappers in the world. With no further ado, I would like to welcome Don Q to the motherfucking building.
Yes, sir. Be in a motherfucking six, man. What's up, man?
Yo, is this your first time out here?
Nah, hell no. I've been out here mad times.
So,
plenty of times, fam.
Are you got some West Indian in you, right?
Nah. I don't know. I got to do my ancestry. I got to really check to see what I am. I really don't know.
Yeah. And like I was saying, like, you know, in the beginning of this, I don't want to do a run of the mill. Oh, you know, where'd you grow up? All that. Like, you did that already. I've seen the Ebros in the morning, all these different places that you've been, right? But one thing I wanted to know, even just like even being out here, right? What's one of the first like food spots that you would hit as soon as you come to Toronto?
When I first was coming, I would say like A&W, like on some quick shit. A&W. But like the restaurants, I don't really know. Yesterday we went to what's the name of the restaurant?
Moxie. Went to Moxie's.
Yeah, it was good.
So you didn't even get to catch some real Caribbean food or anything like that.
Nah.
And to be honest, I feel like you could relate because you're, you know, New York City, the Bronx. One thing I was seeing also, because you're from Highbridge.
Yeah.
Did you catch that thing on the news with that homie Sheldon Johnson?
No, who that?
He's the dude who shot somebody in the building and chopped him up. He was on a Joe Rogan podcast.
I heard about that. I heard about the nigga that got chopped up on the block, though. I heard about that. I ain't never knew a nigga name or none of that.
So the guy, he's, you know, from Highbridge, yeah, right? He was on a Joe Rogan podcast. He was part of like a blood set, and he said he was in jail for convicted for 50 years, but he only ended up doing 20, right? Because I guess they overcharged him or overconvicted him. Yeah. Came home, did the Joe Rogan podcast, did a 3-hour episode talking about jail reform, all type of shit, and then went and shot somebody and chopped up the body, fam.
Yeah, that's
it's
sick.
In your hood, bro.
That's sick. I heard about that shit. That shit was like 2 weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
I didn't know the nigga did all that other shit, though.
So, do you still tap in when you... Not now, like, fam, I guess you're far removed from the hood at this point.
Yeah.
Do you still go pass through Highbridge every once in a while?
Of course.
What's that like now, fam?
It's the same. Like, you know, I still got niggas that I love that's over there and shit like that. So I always go just tap in and just check in and see what's going on and shit.
Yeah.
Not too much, though, but once in a while.
You know you got a song with Drake?
Nah, I don't. I know exactly what you're talking about. My mother called me and said the same shit. So you got a song with Drake? It's supposed to be me, Drake, and Jim Jones or some shit?
I'm going to play it right now for you. Jim Jones, Lost You to the Game, featuring Don Q and Drake. 2024, it says on it, my nigga.
Yeah, my mom was there calling me like, why you tell me you got a song with Drake? I said, what? I got a fucking song with Drake. They sent me the link. I said, no, I was crying. That shit had me crying, bro.
Wait a minute, but where did the verse come from?
They take it from like old songs and shit. And then like just put it on the beat.
That's crazy, fam.
I forgot what song they even took.
I'm gonna, you know what? Let me play it. Let me play some of this. You know we serving to the coppers calling
reinforcement. We in too deep to be throwing white flags. That's a song from looking at the rear view mirror while my life John passed. John Cena with me and A Boogie.
So they took a song from you and A Boogie, pulled your verse off of it, and now the internet. Yo, fam, there's 64,000 views on that, fam. You might need to go collect something from somebody.
I don't even want it. If somebody gonna try to come get me for that shit.
Listen, bro. I just wanted to put you on
because I'm gonna sue me for some shit I ain't even do.
Yeah. No, fam. When I was doing my research on the internet, I was like, wait a minute. I know he got a lot of songs with a lot of different people, but like, I never heard about this Drake feature. You know what I'm saying? One thing also. Like, I used to see you doing a lot of moves and like a lot of interviews with A Boogie and stuff. You still run with A Boogie?
Yeah, that's a little bro for sure.
Yeah, so like now that you guys are where you are now, right? Like you're far removed from like guys just in the hood. Like, what does it look like? What do you guys' conversations look like now? You know what I'm saying?
We just talk about how to just keep the money coming in. That's just combos about like just money plays and just vision. Bigger goals, bigger dreams, and shit like that. Like, we did the shit that we wanted to do, get out the hood and shit like that. So now we're just trying to level up.
Yeah. What was it like when you first started moving around outside of the hood, like started traveling outside of New York?
I loved it, you know, especially here. This is one of my favorite places to come. Like, when I came here, I'm like, oh, Toronto. I didn't know, like, it was, like, lit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not Toronto. It was one of them places. So I'm always welcome to come here, like, anytime.
Yeah. But even like moving around, like in the States and stuff, somebody's phone going off out there. My bad. But even moving around the States, like prior to like getting into the rap game, were you traveling around or were you just like limited to New York?
Yeah, no. We traveled around doing other shit, you know? But, yeah.
But
But yeah, like, yeah, we traveled around. When I was a kid, I always traveled around with my parents and shit, like, even going to church and shit. Mm-hmm. They used to have me traveling around because my pops used to play on the band. Well, he still playing on the band, the church band and shit. So they mm-hmm. they travel around and shit. I used to always go with them. So I always used to see, like, the music shit. It always was a little bit in me from then, like, with the band and shit, seeing them. They really perform in different churches, like a... like a tour. They really was like going on fake little tours. Not fake, I don't want to say fake, but like little tours.
Church tours.
Church tours.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So even with you now, like, you know, I just want to get into the mind of like somebody who's like who's made it. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of rappers who watch our platform and they're trying to get to a level where like they're getting paid from their art. Yeah. Right?
What everybody, was it like? Everybody want to get paid for what they love.
Yeah. But like in the beginnings when you first started doing it, right? What was like the first rap check that you got?
Probably like a feature or hosting or something like that. I don't know which one was first. Probably a hosting. I would think like a hosting probably first. Like a few thousand. It's like, damn, I'm making money for the shit I love to do.
Yeah.
So like you get excited. You get excited and shit, so. You just want to keep going. That should just make you hungry. You just want to keep going.
Yeah. Like, and then like, you get like a few thousand of, you know, one, few times, but then you start getting more and more popular.
Yeah.
Right. I'm talking about now, let's say a life changing, and we don't need to talk about the amount, but like something where you're like, oh damn, that just got transferred to me.
Oh yeah.
What's that feeling like, fam?
Like I did it. I could get out of here, man.
Yeah.
I'm out of here.
So, like, I want to know about, like, the moment when you see, like, you go into your account and you're like, oh, this came in from my music.
It's a beautiful feeling, you know. You want to thank God for everything, you know, because mm-hmm, mm-hmm. he's the one that made all this shit possible. So, it's like, and then it's just a blessing. Like, sometimes some niggas might cry, tears of joy.
Mm-hmm.
You might call somebody, you want to tell, yo, I just, like, you might want to go splurge, go to the club.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, I got all the emotions. I had every emotion. I wanted to do everything.
And we were probably, like, what, around 19?
No, 25.
25,
yeah,
eh?
Yeah, 26.
So that's even more because at that point in life, you've already been, you're outside, you're going through life. You know what I'm saying? We don't have to go into details and shit like that, but you're going through real life. And, like, you see something where it's like, oh, shit, I don't got to do this no more.
Yeah.
That must feel like...
it's a blessing.
Yeah, man. It's a blessing, man. And then, like, when you start traveling around, when you start really, you know, becoming, like, Don Q, people start knowing you. What starts changing around you, fam?
We love hip-hop.
The sponsors Diamond Club, with delivery all over the GTA, and now all across Canada. They got the best selection of flower, edibles, and pens, and all types of goodies that you need. You can find them on their Instagram page, DiamondClub_Canada, or you can find them on the 7 Days of Weed app, as well as the Leafy Things app. Let them know that you heard about them through the We Love Hip Hop Network, and they may give you a discount. Big salute to Diamond Club. Cheer!
You gotta change how you move. I remember when I first was getting my name up, I didn't really know like how it was. I was still doing regular shit like I wanted to do. Like I was going shopping by myself. Then one time I went to go buy some sneakers downtown, and like a group of niggas, they wasn't even on Bad Time. They was like fans, but I didn't know. So this one, I'm like, I can't be doing this shit no more. Like I'm walking out the store, two cars full of niggas, they hop out. Yo, Dunk, I'm like, oh, it's lit. I'm thinking they about to spank me. I'm like, oh, it's lit. Niggas had cameras on everything, but they can't ask for pictures and shit. So I'm like, damn, I can't be moving like this. Mm-hmm. So now I got to start tightening it up. You know, you either keep a couple niggas with you or get security, whatever you got to do. Just that's the first lesson, how you move. Because you keep moving like you nobody, shit going, you know, you run into some shit.
Yeah, and then, you know, was that like the first time that somebody noticed you in public? Or was that the first time like a group of people?
Like a group. I wasn't really expecting that, like a group.
What about when the first time somebody noticed you in public and said, yo, you're Don Q, fam. I listen to your music all the time. What was that like?
I was excited. I'm trying to think. Well, damn, I don't know the first. That's some shit you're supposed to remember, though. The first.
Fam, you know what? To be honest, I'm not even going to compare myself on levels, but like I'm pretty popular out here. Yeah. I can't remember the first person who came up to me.
So I don't feel bad.
Man. Yeah, don't feel bad. And listen, whoever you are, don't feel bad. You know what I'm saying?
You're in love, man.
Yeah, like niggas come up, ask you for pictures, all types of shit, right? One thing I also want to ask you. There was a point in time you were out there doing a bunch of freestyles. Like you have some legendary flex freestyles, sure, right? And then you had issues with one of our guys.
Oh yeah, my guy. My guy.
The boy Tory Lanez.
Free Tory, man.
Free Tory. Right? So did you guys ever get a chance to resolve that behind the scenes and stuff?
Yeah, it was never an issue. Yeah. It was never really an issue. That was just some rap shit. Like we DM'd each other about the shit before we did it. Mm. Like it was like friendly competition type shit. Like,
but I think it was something about like when he did his freestyle, there was a couple of your bars that were in his freestyle.
Oh, the Hot 97 shit.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I never mentioned it because I seen them the day before he did the Hot 97 freestyle. I seen them. Mm-hmm. And he told me, like, yo, I'm about to go do Hot 97 tomorrow. He told me he was going to do the beat. Like, yo, I'm going to do the same beat you did. Like, you went crazy on that beat.
Yeah.
I'm going to do the same beat. I'm like, well, I appreciate it. Like, he was showing love. Like, yo, that shit was crazy. I'm going to do the same beat. You, like, you inspired me to want to go and flex. I'm like, well, I appreciate it. That was love. So when I heard this shit, a couple of lines, I was kind of surprised. But since I already heard what he said to me the day before, it was like he already told me he's doing it because I inspired him to do it. So,
but you didn't expect the bars, though.
No, I didn't expect that. But I wasn't even the person that pointed it out. I ain't going to the internet and be like, yo, you took my bars. The fans did all that. Like, I never even responded to it until we did our little spar. Let me see that.
It was
but I ain't really care. I should look at it like a compliment. Like, he a bigger artist than me. You taking my bars. Why would I be mad? Fuck, I'd be mad for.
And it got both of y'all hella traction during that time.
I wasn't mad.
So what are your thoughts now, even with the whole thing that transpired with him, that like the man's locked up for like the next 10 years?
Yeah, I don't really want to speak on that because I don't know the situation. I don't know who did what. So I don't know. So that's not my business.
Okay. No. I respect it. What's one, you know, actually, before I ask that question, what's one time that you realized that everybody can't go?
Big Sleuth is Steven Hot Grabber with a variety of different grabber flavors and dispensers. They got Red Rose Grabber, that Red Herring Grabber, and Peanut Butter. Hit them up on their Instagram page, Steamin' Hot Grabber, and use the code WeLoveHipHop and receive a discount on your order. Again, you can find them on Instagram, Steamin' Hot Grabber. Now let's get back to the show. Cheer.
Damn, that's tough, man. It's like, it's funny because before, you know, when you in the hood, you speak about shit like this, like, yo, when I make it,
we all going to go crazy.
I'm going to bring 100 niggas and we all going to be in Toronto. I'm going to have, like,
yeah.
But then, like, when you older, you realize how the shit, like, it don't work like that, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you, as much as you want to, it don't work like you only can really probably bring a couple niggas. You can't bring everybody. Everybody can't go. For real. Like, that shit hurt, though.
Yes.
It hurt, but.
And
that's how life is.
Have you had any situations where you're like, you tried to do it and it just, because you did, it went left? Like, oh man, I'm sorry, my niggas, I can't bring you next time.
No, I wouldn't say really go left. It just, there'd be times where I'd be wanting to do it and it's like, damn, I can't really do it. Like, we didn't have experiences where niggas flew the gang, we all went to Puerto Rico 20 deep and shit like that. But it's like, you wish you could do that shit every fucking week.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could fly 30 niggas out. Not saying like that, normal, but all my guys are like, just bring them across the world everywhere we go. But like, you can't, it won't work like that, bro. Shit is heavy.
Do you get survivor's guilt? You know what that is?
Nah, I don't get that. Fuck that. I don't get that.
You know what that is, though,
I don't
right?
know what it is, but I kind of understand.
It's like soldiers go through it, right? Like, they went through a war, and, like, they're the only ones who, like, survived, and a bunch of their soldiers didn't. So it kind of relates to, like, you know, when people, we come from the hood and different things like that, and you made it, but, like, you know, everybody made it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Survivor's guilt.
Yeah.
You ever get that?
Yeah, of course you get that, because you sitting in your house, your big house, whatever, you chilling.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you still got niggas you love probably in the projects, family members that are still going through certain shit financially. And it's like, damn, I still got my niggas still going outside, gotta do certain things to maneuver. And it's like, just cause you don't gotta do it, it's niggas you love still going through it. You still gonna feel it at the end of the day. It ain't like you could ignore the shit. I'm not a nigga that could just ignore the shit.
Yeah.
And be like, yo, I'm here, so I don't care. I care, so it's like,
You see the timeline.
It bothers me, yeah.
Yeah. Even like with your city, fam. Your city's gone crazy, dog. You, are you still in New York, or are you, have you done the I'm moving to Jersey thing? Because all the New York rappers moved to Jersey or down south.
You know, everybody moved to Jersey or down south, like you said.
So. But like, New York is fucked up.
I did both. I'm in Jersey and down south.
Do you agree right now? Like, okay, for example, when Mayor Adams, he had all of the rappers together because of the, he was, you know, I don't know. There was something going on with the drill movement. Yeah. Right? We're, I think you were there in that.
I wasn't there.
You wasn't there there in that one.
I think it was Mano, B-Love, and I can't remember who else, Fat Joe or something. I don't know.
Like, when it comes to the scene and like the guys who are on the come up over there, what does it look like right now in New York?
A lot of niggas doing their thing right now. Yeah? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of niggas doing their thing. A lot of fire music coming out. A lot of females going crazy in New York too. Like, we got a lot of females going crazy right now in New York. So
yeah,
I'm feeling it right now. It's good. We in a good space right now.
Yeah,
it's been a while where we was kind of like dead for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But now, especially the Bronx, like we, since we came, like a lot of people came after us, like in the Bronx, like so we got a lot of good music coming from the Bronx too.
Well, the Bronx drill movement was a big thing, like maybe about a year ago or so.
Like for the past 2-3 years.
Yeah. So even with you, like, how is that now with you coming back out? You got The Quiet Before the Storm, right?
The Calm Before the Storm. That was like a quick little EP. I got a lot of music I'm about to drop too. So I just wanted to put a couple songs out real quick, top of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I just put out the She Got Me record. We working on getting that back up because the clearances and shit with the beat. But we working on getting that back up. Then I got a lot of other shit. I got so much shit. Fire.
I see on the when I went on Spotify, it's courtesy of Don Q Music.
Mm-hmm.
So you're putting all this stuff out independent now.
Yeah.
So that brings me more questions in my mind, right? Mm-hmm. Like, what's it like from being in the label structure to like now doing things independent?
It's tougher, but it make you want to work harder, and you get to see everything on your own. Like, you get to do everything to figure it out on your own. So
yeah. So you got an album on the way, then?
Yeah,
I would imagine.
Hell yeah.
Now, can I get maybe a couple of previews? Like, you let me hear an exclusive.
Yeah.
You know, who's gonna be on the album?
I got Skilla, Benny the Butcher, of course, Boogie.
For sure.
I gotta look through my shit, man. I got a lot of records, man. I gotta look through my shit. I don't want to get out everything, man.
You mentioned clearance, though, right? Yeah. Just to educate some people in the audience, because I know what clearance is, right?
Yeah. But like, a lot of people don't know what that means.
Yeah, like, exactly. So can you break that down to like what clearance is?
Clearance, you got a producers. If it's a sample, if you got a hook and somebody wrote the hook, they got it. Like, it's just a lot of shit you got to go through, the lawyers and all that shit. So it's a process dropping songs now that you can't just wake up and people be always say, oh, why you don't put out a lot of music? You can't just wake up and drop a tape nowadays. Like back in the day where you could just drop something on Spinrilla or My Mixtapes, That Piff and all that shit. You can't do shit like that no more.
Yeah. It'll literally get ripped off of Spotify.
We need platforms like that, especially like for rappers. They don't even got to be rap. People that just like making a lot of music and got a lot of music in they hard drive and shit want to put it out.
Mm-hmm.
You need platforms where you can just feed the fans. But that's not how it is right now.
It's hard, man. It's like
you see when Lil Wayne was going crazy, he was just putting that shit out.
Mm-hmm.
Even Future, when he caught that wave 2013, all that shit was Spinrilla, That Piff, putting all that shit out, putting that out, feeding the streets.
Yeah, that was like the time when you could jump on other people's beats and you'll watch how I do it better than you. And maybe that song even get hotter.
Even 50 came from that. Mm-hmm. That's how 50 got hot.
Yeah. What's one thing that you realized, like, once you got into the industry that you didn't like about the industry?
The fake shit. Like, niggas will be cool with you when you super hot. Then the moment you're not hot, niggas ain't really that cool with you no more. That's the shit that's like, I ain't that type of nigga. Like, if I'm cool with you, I'm cool with you. Like, if I'm not, I'm not. I don't give a fuck if you the hottest nigga and then the next year you ain't that hot. I'm still going to be cool with you. Like, some niggas ain't genuine.
Yeah. super, super daps when you're scorching hot. You know what I'm saying? But then the phone ain't, or he left the shit on red when you're not.
That's a fact.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that's crazy, man. Like, I'm really glad to be able to sit and have a conversation with you, dog, because like I said, I interview a lot of rappers from over here, and a lot of the rappers are on the come up.
Yeah.
Right. And in the end of the day, you're always going to be on the come up. It's always the next level.
It's always the next level. So
right.
But you never look at it like, oh, I made it.
But fam, you're at the point where people want to do features with you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you probably get a bunch of DMs from guys who are like, yo, can I get, you know, let me get a feature.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So when you're on that level and you're on, you know, a way up, it's always important to have these conversations so that up and coming rappers can get some jewels. You know what I'm saying? Besides learning from the industry, right? What's one thing that you learned about yourself through all your journeys?
Patient. And you got to be able to deal with a lot. Mm. And this shit not easy. It's not for a lot of people. A lot of people can't take the criticism, the shit I just said, the niggas, the fake shit.
Yeah.
A lot of niggas can't take that. Niggas are like, that shit would drive niggas crazy. So dealing with a lot of that shit, the mental and all that shit, like, I learned that I'm built for this shit, fam.
Yeah.
A lot of niggas not built for it.
Nah, man. Listen, fam. I really even appreciate you having this conversation with me. What you got coming up next, like, in the immediate, let's say, within the next 5 months, so that we can expect from Don Q?
More music, man. More music. I'm trying to come out here more, too, man. I'm trying to get some shit popping out here, too.
What have you been seeing from out here? Like, what do you, from the outside?
I like the culture. It's kind of like, it reminds me of the city. Like, it reminds me of back home.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I feel like I could vibe out here. Like, I could come out here and vibe out here, catch some shit.
Have you been tapping into the rap scene?
Yeah, hell yeah.
And I don't want to put you on the spot. Like, if you don't remember any artists, like, it's cool. But, like, who stands out to you right now?
I'm fucking with The Crook,
yeah.
Big Slime, Pressa. I don't really know too many others that are off the top of my head.
Well, you named some real ones right there.
Yeah.
And last question on the scene, right? Besides, like, the rappers and, like, the things that you like about the scene, like, what have you been noticing from the outside? Like, if you go on, you check the blogs. Have you been checking any of the blogs out here?
Not really.
I just got to let you know, we got Paulies out here too, dog. You know what I'm saying? So just, you know, we're a welcoming city and stuff like that, and it's a beautiful place to be.
Yeah.
But the rap scene is a little bit dicey, fam.
Yeah.
You're in a good place, fam. A lot of rappers from out here are trying to get over the border, go to New York City.
Yeah.
Podcasters, everybody, we're trying to get over there. You know what I'm saying?
You travel over there?
I haven't been to America since 2009.
Can you go?
I can go now, but over the last 10 years, like, I just didn't even try. But I caught a burner conviction back in 2010.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
It's 14 years. How long the shit last?
Well, they say that after your warrant of expiry, basically the end of your sentence, is 10 years after that that you could apply and get your pardon and all that type of shit. Right?
You should be good.
Yeah. Listen, I'll be, next time we talk, we'll be on the other side of the border. You know what I'm saying? No, but thanks for coming through.
You're already, man.
Before I get out of here, I just got to give a quick salute to the sponsors.
Yes.
Pay these bills. Big salute to the sponsors, Diamond Club. Hit them up on their Instagram page if you need that piff. Diamond Club_Canada. And if you need that grabba, hit up Steaming Hot Grabba. Steaming Hot Grabba on Instagram. What song you want us to take us out with here, man?
Play that She Got Me one more time, man.
Let's run She Got Me
for the ladies, man.
Let's get to She Got Me, Don Q exclusive. Let's go.
Toronto, what's up?
She got me like,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. She do it, she got me like,
yeah.
She got me. She got me.
She got me.
I ain't gonna lie, she got me.
Got me.
Who
was that nigga, he not me. That thing so wet, I ain't gonna last. I got a double back, cause I came so fast. Your wrist on frozen, your chain on glass. Bro, call speaking on your name so bad. Cause they know who really got the game on smash. I'll pop my pill, come take your half.
Take your half, yeah.
I feel like Usher, I got a confession. Can you come suck it, I got an erection. I need a rubber, I'm out of protection. But I ain't getting attached. I bought her a ring, she thinking I'm popping a question. I'm too slizzy for that. I'm booking a room for my side things right in the west. I'm trying to, yeah.
We love hip hop.